From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Fires, droughts, and other conditions commonly associated with a changing global climate greatly contributed to making the world's 2023 wine production the worst in 62 years. That's according to a new report by wine industry officials. A State of the World Vine and Wine Sector in 2023 report released last week by the French-based International Organization of Vine and Wine cites extreme environmental conditions as a primary cause of a 10% drop in global wine production last year. Director of the wine organization, John Barker, said drought, extreme heat, and fires, as well as heavy rain causing flooding and fungal disease across major northern and southern hemisphere wine production regions, were primary factors in the decrease in global wine production. The 10% decrease is the world's steepest drop in wine production in 62 years. The grape harvest was the worst reported since 1961. A 26% drop in wine production in Australia and a 23% drop in Italy made those nations the worst hit last year. Spain lost more than 20% of its wine production, and Chile and South Africa each recorded 10% drops. On the other hand, France, the world's largest producer of wine, posted a 4% increase last year. In addition to climatic conditions, the report says less land is available for growing grapes to produce wine. The amount of available land for grape and wine production decreased for a third straight year, leaving only 17.7 million acres dedicated to grape and wine production around the world. The Global Wine Organization has 50 member nations that account for 75% of global wine production. The report also indicates consumers drank 3% less wine last year due to inflation and an economic slowdown in China that triggered a 25% decrease in wine consumption there. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, read about the two brothers who were ripped from their Nebraska home by a tornado over the weekend and then lived to tell their story. And there is growing hope that gas prices are at or near a peak for the spring and maybe even for the year. You can check out those stories and more like them at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.